We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school baseball with AHSTW head coach Trey Bricks. And coach, you know, your team has had some close ball games here as of late. You're trying to gear up for your playoff game on Saturday the 5th when you take on ACGC. How are you feeling about your baseball team at this point in the season?
Yeah, you know, we feel like we've left some wins out there and just haven't been able to play a complete seven innings to buy ourselves a few more wins than what we got. Honestly, you know, I think the last week and a half or so, pitching has improved quite a bit from where it was the first couple weeks of the year. I think, you know, we're definitely throwing more strikes, giving ourselves a chance, and it just seems like we either don't score many runs and just can't get the bats going that night, or we have one bad inning on defense and it costs us a few errors. And then when you don't score many runs, you just don't have room for those errors. And so, you know, I think, you know, pitching has given us a chance to win some ball games, and we just haven't got it done.
Well, your last four games, you're pretty much in all of them. I mean, a 4-2 loss to Audubon, a 2-0 loss to Fremont Mills, a 7-0 loss to Missouri Valley, but they scored five runs in one inning late, and then a 3-1 loss to ICAM Manning. Do you think it's been the same thing in each of these games, or has it been something different?
You know, a couple of those games we played really good defense, and the pitchers threw well, and then we just couldn't seem to get the hits we needed when we needed them. You know, we've had some really hard hits that were right at somebody in some of those games that didn't help us out. But you know, and then a couple of those games, you know, the Mo Valley game sticks out there in the fifth. We just had a really bad inning on defense and things kind of fell apart. You know, and that's kind of been our MO. You know, we've done some good things. We just can't seem to put it together for a full seven innings, and one bad inning kind of has ruined it for us.
Yeah. What have you seen from a guy like Camden Dreesen, who's got an ERA of 1.37? I think it sounds like since last we talked, he's really improved a little bit here in his last couple of starts.
Yeah, you know, we talked about him early on in the year, about his upside was really high, and we just really couldn't seem to get him dialed in on the mound. And finally, the last two outings here, he's really improved. Mechanics have just kind of got, we went back to the basics and slowed things down, made sure we were doing step-by-step right. And then, you know, once he throws strikes, he's pretty tough. And so the last two outings, he's thrown a lot of strikes, been efficient with his pitch count. And a lot of guys really don't hit him if he doesn't fall behind in the count. And so he's done a much better job of that. And so that's good to see that he's kind of back on the right track.
Yeah. Offensively, I guess Braden Finneran has stood out for you. He's hitting .324. He's kind of your leading hitter right now. So you're hoping that other guys can come around with him. What do you like about Braden and what he's been able to do with the bat?
Yeah, you know, he's barreled up a lot of balls. He's hit a lot of balls hard this year. Some of them that have gone right at guys. You know, we've tried to use the other half of the diamond and you know, taking off speed pitches and outside pitches and going the opposite direction with them. And he's gotten better at that. You know, there's still room to improve there on being more consistent with that. I think his, you know, his batting average could jump 100 points if we could just really get dialed in on just taking the ball where it's given. And if it's outside, that's fine. Just drive it to right field. But, you know, he's hit a lot of balls hard for us. And unfortunately, we just haven't had many guys on base when he has had a good hit.
So with these postponements now, that really puts the pressure on the schedule. You know, what you got the rest of the week, you got Trainer coming up on Wednesday. You got a doubleheader, it looks like, on Thursday with Tri-Center. Friday, Underwood. Next week, a non-conference game Monday with West Monona. Tuesday, Cam. Wednesday, Riverside. And then ACGC with the playoffs. So what's your approach here, pretty much playing every day for the next 2 weeks?
Well, you know, I think the whole month of June has been a grind, and we're going to go right into July the same way. You know, I think you can look at it two ways. You can look at it and dwell on it and, you know, say that, oh, we don't have enough pitching and we're tired and, you know, things just aren't going our way. Or you can sit and look at it as, you know, we got a bunch of young guys that have gotten experience, whether that's on the mound or just in the field. You know, and it's kind of been just next man up mentality. You know, everybody's in the same situation where late in the, everybody's kind of out of pitching and you just gotta do what you can do to put the best guy out there. And so, you know, from my standpoint, we've got a lot of young guys, some valuable experience in the varsity ball games. And hopefully, you know, going forward years to come, that really pays off for us.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck on this busy stretch as it leads you all the way till Saturday's opening of the playoffs against ECGC. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.
Trey Briggs, head coach for AHSTW Baseball with us here on KSOM.